This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. 72 people have been killed in riots and looting in South Africa, police said Tuesday, amid protests over the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. Violence erupted last week when former President Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. In the country's worst unrest in years, looters vandalized shopping malls, other retail outlets, and businesses in the province of Gauteng, which includes the country's largest city of Johannesburg. Security forces seemed unable to prevent the looting and attacks, which also occurred in Zuma's home province, KwaZulu-Natal, and in the township of Soweto. But protesters have also taken to the streets to denounce economic hardship, which has increased during the pandemic over the past year. The increased death toll comes as South Africa announced it would deploy thousands of troops to reinforce overwhelmed police officers in two states. Police said Tuesday that most of the deaths were the result of stampedes around incidents of looting. Over 1,000 people have been arrested since demonstrations began last week. In his address to the nation Monday night, President Cyril Ramaphosa denounced the violence and looting and urged calm. An official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has told VOA that one of the suspects implicated in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a DEA informant. The official confirmed the information in an email to VOA. The official said that following the assassination of the president, the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA and was urged to surrender to local authorities. That person also provided information that assisted in the arrest of one other person. Moïse was shot to death at his private residence in Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. This is VOA News.